is Leafs Game Night on TSN 1050. The Leafs live here.
It's gone final in Dallas. Get off my airwaves, Hayes, Noodles, O-Dog, and Duffy. Because we moved into post-game coverage. The Maple Leafs coming away with a 7. Yes, back-to-back games, the Maple Leafs have scored 7 goals. A 7-4 win tonight over the Dallas Stars. They're good for 6 points from 4 games to start this NHL season. Good evening, good night, Toronto. Gareth Wheeler with you at Wheeler TSN. You can share your post-game thoughts through text at 105050, live at tsn1050.ca, and at Wheeler TSN. We'll open up the phone lines in a few moments' time. The TSN Hockey Panel standing by. Any interviews coming off the ice, we will play it for you here on our airwaves. And of course, the coach's comments, what Mike Babcock has to say about another impressive night from his group. Before we get into all the numbers, how it all played out, we played you each and every goal over the course of the night. There was 11 of them. We played 10 of them for you. Here's how the empty net goal sounded. Connor Brown getting his first of the year with 3:20 to go.
Leaves for Heiskanen. Heiskanen to center. Up on the right side. Both teams have gotten a change in. Leafs will swing it around into the corner. Played high to center ice again. Racing after Connor Brown. Empty net scores! Gets his first goal of the year on a lovely alley-oop play made by the Maple Leaf defense, and Morgan Riley is going to get his fourth assist of the game.
Joe Bowen, the call, courtesy of the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Morgan Riley established a new single-game career high with 4 assists in Dallas tonight. It was also a 4-point night for Mitch Marner as well. You get a goal, you get a goal, you get a goal. Namely, Austin Matthews, he scored 2 more tonight. He's up to 7 on this early season, 7 goals through 4 games. Scored a goal in each and every one of them. John Tavares, 2 goals in this game tonight. He has now had 6 goals on the air. If you're counting at home, ladies and gentlemen, that's 13 goals between the 2-star Toronto Maple Leaf centers. Tavares is speaking with Mark Masters. We will bring you what he has to say. What a start to his Maple Leafs career. This team is high-flying. Yes, they're a little bit of a mess in terms of their overall defensive play, but when you can score goals like this, boy oh boy, most nights are going to end in a good way. And I know that it's going to continue to be said. And many of you might be thinking it at home as well. Well, you can't win playoff hockey this way. Ladies and gentlemen, we're nowhere near playoff hockey. There's a lot of time between now and then. Potential additions that can be made to this team between now and then with this Maple Leafs group having all kinds of cap space. Tavares with 6 goals on the season, incredibly no assists. Matthews, 7 goals and 3 assists, 10 points in just 4 games as he's absolutely being au fuego. Matthews is the 6th Maple Leafs player to score at least 1 goal in each of the franchise's first 4 games of a season. The other ones, the last time it was done, it was John Anderson back in 81-82. Before that, Sweeney Schreiner, 44-45. That's 1944 in 1945. Babe Dye in 1925-26, and Corb Dineni, 21-22. Wow. Oh, sorry. We should also say Clark MacArthur in 2010 and 2011. Let's hear from John Tavares. He's now up, like I said, up to 6 goals on this NHL season. Let's hear from John Tavares in conversation post game after the 7-4 win with TSN's Mark Masters.
John, some players take time to adjust to a new team. Obviously not the case for you. What's allowed you to hit the ground running in Toronto?
Well, I mean, I think we got a pretty talented team, a group that wants to come work hard every day. A lot of potential, but I think it's just the work ethic and the attention to detail and just focusing on the task at hand makes the game easy for myself. I know playing with 2 great players, don't have to try and do too much, just be myself, play my game, and I like to think the way I've been over my career, do the right things, work hard, get my opportunities, and it should be rewarded.
4 points for Marner tonight, including 2 assists on your goals. What have you enjoyed about playing with him?
Well, it's just, you know, when he gets the puck, it's fun to watch. And for me, just find a way to get open and create opportunities. And when I get it, just try to find him out there. I think just his energy he brings, shift in, shift out, tenacity he has on the puck, hounds it so well. And just his ability to read the play and his awareness out there is tremendous.
So you have 6 goals. Austin has 7. What have you learned about Matthews playing with him on the same team that you didn't know before?
I mean, you know, I think pretty aware of his skill set, but I think, you know, you just continue to see the growth in his game. Just consistently shift in and shift out, night in, night out, you know, from being around him every day, just his consistency and how smart he is, and obviously the talent, but just how he does the right things over and over again, and it leads to success, and very determined and motivated.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
JT, no assists with 6 goals in the season, 2 tonight as Tavares and the Maple Leafs keep on rolling. This is the first time in the most goals, I should say, with 6 Tavares has ever scored in his first 4 games of an NHL season. It's not surprising whatsoever, but it's official. Tavares smoking hot. The Maple Leafs 7 and the Dallas Stars 4 tonight. Tonight is also goes down as the 150th career victory for Frederik Andersen and his first ever win against the Dallas Stars. And I know that the 4 goals, when you kind of like see the goals and you kind of read the box score that the Maple Leafs gave up 4 goals yet again, you kind of scratch your head and say, well, what's with the goaltending? Look, on a couple of the goals, for Andersen had absolutely no chance. The Dallas Stars on the power play, just like the Maple Leafs, a very good team on the power play. And that was the TSN turning point in tonight's game. It's 2-2. Jamie Benn goes to the box, takes a needless penalty, and the Maple Leafs score. Then they score 3 unanswered, 2 of the 3 coming on the power play. When you have Tavares, Matthews, Marner all on the ice at the same time, you're asking for problems. Teams simply cannot take penalties. Or if they do, they need to be much better, much more strong in terms of their defensive wherewithal, limiting time and space, and throwing a body on an offensive player. Because if you're not going to come out and play physically against this Maple Leafs team and match them for foot speed, you're going to be in trouble. And tonight, the Maple Leafs, 2-for-3 on the power play. I believe they're 5-of-10 on the season, so rolling at 50%, and that's a recipe for disaster for their opponents. Now, for the Maple Leafs, when it comes to work in progress, I mean, you can't nitpick too much when you score 7 goals in back-to-back games, but they were outshot again tonight, 34-30. That's something that's going to be a work in progress for this Maple Leafs team to continue to improve. They're going to need to limit those shots on goal, whether it's Andersen, whether it's Sparks. The Maple Leafs defensively just not good enough for me. Only 12 hits on the night. 12. They had 4 in the first period, 4 in the second period, and 4 in the third period. It's ridiculous the lack of physicality. Not just they, but anyone in this league is playing with right now. And it's leading to goals and the puck being put into the back of the net. The TSN panel's coming up. In a moment's time, you're going to hear from Morgan Rielly, a 4 assist night. And these numbers just jump off the page in terms of the numbers that these players are putting up. And I know that a lot was made of, you know, Jake Gardner's offensive production last year. Look out for Morgan Rielly. He has 8 assists already on this season. He picks up 4 points tonight. Mitch Marner scored his second goal of the season in a 4-point performance, and he had now 6 assists on the season. When you're playing with these guys who can score basically at will, look out. Seguin also had a 4-point night for the Dallas Stars, but in a losing effort. And they're very much a one-line team. Where the Maple Leafs right now are looking like a 2-line team, but I'm not sure that matters all that much when your first 2 lines are this good. The Dallas Stars need to have a second line, because Radulov, Seguin, and Ben were all over it tonight. That line was on the ice for all 4 Dallas Stars goals. Secondary scoring simply wasn't there. And if the Dallas Stars are going to improve, they can't be so top-heavy. And that weak on the back end. So again, a 4-point night. Radulov, 3 points. Ben, he gets a goal as well. Other than that, not much doing whatsoever. Heskinen and Klingberg on the back end were very good for the Stars, just in terms of getting involved in the play. But Connor Carrick playing against his former team, a minus two. Roman Polak only played 10 minutes and perhaps left this game early. Lindell and Mathot, non-factors. In fact, Lindell and Mathot, if this was soccer, you would have given them credit for an own goal because both players put the puck in the back of their own net. Let's get the TSN Hockey panel's assessment of this 7-4 victory. Here's James Duffy and the boys.
Thank you. There's Dave Poole and Jeff O'Neill and Bob McKenzie alongside. In a town where it's almost impossible for reality to match the insane hype, John Tavares and Austin Matthews have somehow exceeded it. 13 goals combined through 4 games, and they've been on the ice, at least one of them, for 18 of 20 Toronto goals so far. Those numbers are just nuts. How have they been this productive this fast?
Oh, they're just awesome. I think when they went out to meet John Tavares and his agent in the summertime, they just said, this is what's going to happen. You're going to play with Mitch Marner. You're going to dominate. You're going to score every night. You're going to get multiple goals. And then when you get off the ice, then Austin Matthews is going to get on the ice. This is an unbelievable 1-2 punch for the Toronto Maple Leafs. These guys seem to be feeding off each other. They love the competition. I think they sincerely do, James. A lot of guys are like, I don't want that guy to get too many more goals. But one guy's on the bench. They see the other guys 4 goals. They're both doing what they do naturally, and it's awesome to watch. What a tandem for the Leafs.
Tavares and Matthews filled the net. Morgan Riley has 4 assists. Mitch Marner's got a goal and 3 assists. Everybody, points for everybody. But let's talk about somebody who didn't get a single point. In fact, only had 1 shot on goal, but he was instrumental in the first goal of the game and the last goal of the game for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and that would be Zach Hyman. Does all the heavy lifting on that line, comes down low, keeps the play alive after the faceoff. Net front presence that led to Marner getting that first goal, and then late in the game, beats out the icing with Mathot, wins the race, makes that happen, and then, for good measure, decides he's going to come up and run a little interference, push Mathot around, get a stick up in Klingberg's face, do everything necessary to allow John Tavares to come out. Mike Babcock was talking earlier that maybe this guy doesn't get enough publicity. So, for Mike, for Zach,
we're doing
and because
that
everybody
him.
In the world had points tonight except for him, he does a lot of work there.
And that first unit power play, which was tops in the NHL last year and looks twice as good this year, 5 goals already, all for the first unit, and they've scored in every single game so far. And Freddie Anderson must be going into these games and saying, if I can hold the other team to 4, I'm probably going to win.
You know what? I think he has the mentality to do that. I really do. And they might have to change their mindset. As much as the coaches would love to win 2-1 games, they might just be able to outscore people. They got a whole bunch of guys with 0 goals. Marlow has 0. Kadri has 0. But it doesn't matter. Freddie Anderson was there tonight when he had to be. It's critical times of the games that he is making critical saves. Yes, they got 4 goals against him, all by that big line. But that save with 6 minutes to go on Miro Heiskanen was the game. And, you know, there was a great goalie through the 80s, Grant Fuhrer, who won a lot of Stanley Cups with the Edmonton Oilers, and he made the great save at the right time in every game, it seemed. They might just have to have that mentality that we're going to, as long as he gives up one less than the guy at the other end, doesn't matter what we give up, we'll get one more.
You know how this goes, though, Pooley. As soon as they lose a game, the coach is going to say, this has been creeping up. Right. You've been giving up goals, and finally it cost us. So it's fun right now. It's fun right now. It's W's, but as soon as they lose, they're going to show the tape. You guys have been doing this for a while. And now it's costing you games.
And we've seen this before where October's going to be a lot of fun and then the D catches up and the systems get implemented. But, man, it's fun now. I mean, Dallas, their top line responsible for all 4 of the Stars' goals. And when the superstars are dominating as they have been around the NHL right now, hockey could not be more fun.
James Duffy, Dave Poulin, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, and Bob McKenzie, all part of the TSN hockey panel. Maple Leafs 7, Dallas Stars 4. You can have your say. Phone lines are open. 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. Toll free at 1-855-591-6876. Now, you're the boys say it. I mean, it's fun to watch. I get it. Is there some analysis here? Why are they having success? Are they taking advantage of porous defenses? Let's be honest, none of the teams they played as of yet were playoff teams a season ago. And bigger tests will come. especially teams that are capable of playing some defense. I know it's looked good for the Stars out of the gate. They play two games. They dominate the Coyotes. They dominate the Winnipeg Jets, which comes as a surprise. But tonight, I mean, the Maple Leafs, although they looked on edge at times where the Stars would push, especially at the start of the second period, if you take a penalty against this Maple Leafs team, they dominate you. So how do you defend this Maple Leafs team? Or are you just watching a group from home and listening and hearing, okay, Matthews and Tavares, who's going to stop this team? What's your perspective on this, Toronto? 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. Toll free at 1-855-591-686. That's 1-855-591-6876. The text is 105050. The email, live at tsn1050.ca and at WheelerTSN on Twitter. I want to hear from you. Are we good to go with Morgan Riley? For the first time in his NHL career, Morgan Riley with a four-point night. And here's what the Maple Leafs blue liner had to say after things wrapped up in Big D.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, those guys are great players, and they're very important to their line. You know, I think the way they work and, you know, what they're able to do to drive their lines is important. I think Cappy and Hyman both have great speed, and they, you know, have great work ethic. So, you know, when that's on display, you know, usually these two good things for their line mates.
Touched on, but locking it down in the third is important considering goals against.
Yeah, I think that's an area of improvement. I think we wanted to improve on that, building off last year. It's still an area that we can get better at, but I think it's important that we focus on that moving forward. I mean, we want to be in a position most nights where we're leading after the first two, so we got to get used to locking it down a little bit. So, you know, we'll continue to work on that and just try to get better, but I think tonight was a good start.
Morgan Riley, very good night, and just not with the points. I think overall he played very well as the Maple Leafs win 7-4. Stats Center coming through. The Leafs, they score 7 goals in back-to-back road games for the first time since November 7th and 10th of 1979. That's before I'm born. Mike Babcock now stepping up to the media scrum. Here's the head coach of the Maple Leafs postgame.
What do you take away from tonight's game, Mike?
Well, 2 points that our team competed real hard at the start, especially, and I thought we had a pretty solid third period. So a good night for our team. You know, obviously, both power plays were real, real dangerous. We had to be disciplined, but a good win for our team.
So, I mean, you locked it down a bit in the third?
Well, we did. But I liked our game throughout much more than I have liked our other games. So we had good intensity, good battle. Everybody was focused. We had good detail in our game. I liked our game.
What made the fourth line OG effective?
Well, I thought they were real good, especially in the third period. They just played in the O-zone, rolled around. Goat's a big body, good defensively. But I thought Levo and Innes were real good, and we're on the puck, and we're quick, and played heavy, so good for those guys.
Comparisons between Zach and Kasperi and what they offered to their respective lines with that effort?
Yeah, I mean, you know, different, and Cappy's done it 2 nights in a row, so I'm just, you know, I'm hoping it's going to be 3 and then 4 and then be every night, but I mean, they both beat out icings tonight. Himes beats out icing. They didn't give him assist, but he got an assist on that play there. When Tavares scores to put us up 2, basically a game winner. Those are plays that, I mean, you got to have elite legs, but you got to be strong as an ox too, and their determination is great. So if Cappy can keep going, obviously, it's a real good sign for us.
Thank you.
That was really bizarre. Put up your hand if you find it weird asking, and I love Mark Masters, asking a question about the fourth line on a night where Riley gets 4 points, where Marner gets 4 points, where Matthews gets 2 goals, and Tavares gets 2 goals. What was that all about? Okay. The Maple Leafs tonight, much better than that performance right there. 7-4 is your final. We hope to catch up with Chris Cuthbert, the voice of TSN, our Maple Leafs hockey on Canada's sports leader. That's coming up in more of your thoughts. 416-870-1050 and toll free at 1-855-591-6876. This is Maple Leafs game night on a winning game night here on TSN 1050.
Just
update, Victoria. It's actually Red Sox 4, Yankees 3. Now 2 outs, bottom of the ninth inning. 2 runners on. This is the Yankees rallying off Craig Kimbrell. We'll see how this plays out, but the Yankees within a run, but one out and one batter remaining. I believe it's Giancarlo Stanton at the plate. Oh, it's Gleyber Torres, my bad, at the plate for the New York Yankees. Kimbrell's already thrown 27 pitches here in the bottom of the ninth inning, having problems. Torres, slow roller to third base, and he's out by a hair, and the Red Sox are advancing. Wow, that was close at first base. I don't even know who's ever playing first base even stayed on the bag. Is that Stevie Pierce, former Toronto Blue Jay? Because he was right there when it came to the celebration. That was close. And Aaron Boone and the Yankees, they're not moving yet. They might review this sucker. Someone's hurt for the Boston Red Sox as well. Was it Nunez coming in from third base? Yes, Eduardo Nunez came in to take that slow roller. I mean, it gave Torres every chance to make it down the first baseline. Nunez laid it out, took it in his glove, didn't barehand it, just took it in his glove, up, threw it to first base, just taking a look at the replay. Torres trying to leg it out, and that angle's not going to do any justice. Steve Pierce, this one might be a little bit better, goes down to get it, and yeah, he's out. Just bang, bang play at first base. The Red Sox are moving on to take on the Houston Astros. The umpires are reviewing it, but I don't think there's any doubt about this whatsoever that Red Sox survive. 4 through the final, the umpires do make the call, do confirm it, and the Red Sox are moving on to take on the Houston Astros in the ALCS. Look, give you a little baseball play-by-play bonus action in our Maple Leafs post-game coverage. Maple Leafs win tonight. 7-4 was the final. Austin Matthews, 2 goals of the night. He scored in each of the 4 games. 7 goals overall. And here's what he had to say after another 2-goal, 2-point night.
Yeah, I think when we move the puck well and, you know, kind of keep things for the most part simple, we got a lot of talent and skill out there and, you know, we can find each other and, you know, we got different, obviously, like you said, different weapons out there that can all score. So it makes it tough on the opposing team's PK.
Were you expecting a pass from Kapan there on your first goal that he'd win that battle to get it to you?
Yeah, I was expecting it. So it was a nice play by him to get that puck. And then I just tried to slide in a spot for him to get it to me. And a really nice play by him. And then obviously Patty at the net, just taking away the goalie's eyes, made it a little bit easier for the puck to get through.
Seemed important to get that game's opening goal in this building against a team that's been as hot as they've been.
Yeah, I don't think we've started too well our first 3 games. So I think when we were looking at it, we had, you know, we were getting outshot every game in the first 10 minutes. So we made it a big point in this locker room to come out strong. And this team plays well at home. And they, like you said, they've been playing, they've gotten off to a hot start. They got a lot of speed and skill. So when we come out and start the way we did, it's going to be tough for teams to respond.
Does anything feel different when you're in a stretch like this? Scoring, like, does it feel like every shot you put on is going to go in?
No, not really. I think it's just, you know, you're finding, getting your looks and they're going in. So, you know, when that's happening, you know, you want to keep it going for as long as possible because, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, but I think you just keep working hard, put your head down, and, you know, got 2 good line mates out there that are working hard and we're all kind of finding each other and creating opportunities. I thought tonight we played you know, pretty solid. We had the puck a lot in their end and we're creating chances, so that's always a positive and you just want to keep that moving forward.
Can you feel the difference in your shot this year with some of the work that you put in?
Yeah, a little bit. I think when it's going in, it's always a good feeling. So, like I said, you want to, you know, keep it going and, you know, keep getting those opportunities and, you know, continue to generate chances because it's just going to get harder and harder as the season goes along.
You probably haven't heard of the other 2 guys who've got multi-point games like you have at the start of a Leafs season. It's 67 years ago, but how does it feel to be off to the start you are, record-wise?
I think it's great. You always want to get off to a good start. I think that's really important individually and as a team to build confidence early on in the year and continue that throughout the season. So, you know, it's a good win for us tonight against a good team. And, you know, we get ready for the day tomorrow and then come Thursday in Detroit.
Austin Matthews in his post-game comments. defense, man, oh, man. He is flying, 7 goals on the season already through just 4 games as the Maple Leafs put up 7 goals in back-to-back games in the 7-4 victory over the Dallas Stars. The man who had the call tonight on TSN, 4 and what a game to call, Chris Cuthbert joining us on the line. I should say from Alice, Texas, because there simply was no D, which makes a game like this a whole lot of fun to call, Chris. Great call tonight.
Well, it was fun. Offense, they say defense wins championship, but offense sells tickets, and the Leafs are selling tickets, and I'm sure lots of people are having fun watching this group right now.
But I'm not sure if it's in their DNA to get down and play dirty. I mean, they only had 12 hits on the night. They almost had more goals. It's the question that I just, when I'm watching this team play, 5-on-5, okay, but on the power play, Chris, you simply cannot take penalties against this Maple Leafs team.
No. You know what? That to me is your TSN turning point of the night.
Yes.
Ben takes a bad call. I know in Dallas they're not happy with that call, but you know the hits high around the head, it was unnecessary, and the Leafs made them pay, and that power play is going to score a ton this year, and if there's a message, you just can't take those penalties against the Leaf power play, not the way Mitch Marner's dishing it, and the way Austin Matthews is finishing, and with John Tavares in front of the net, and you know, all of the elements are in place. You know, one thing I will say is, as run and gun as all that was, I thought they were pretty impressive in the last 10 minutes, just kind of quieting the game down, and this team's not going to win the Vezina or the Jennings or anything like that, but I thought that last 10 minutes tonight was a little bit of a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well put, Chris. Just, you've seen a lot of great combinations, great pairs, whether they both play the center position or elsewhere across the forward line, but Matthews and Tavares, it seems like, okay, whatever you can do, I'm going to do it again. It's like a game of horse out there at times, with the two players combining for 13 goals on the season. From what you've seen, do they have the makings to be that dynamic duo like a Crosby, Malkin? Go down the list in recent vintage as well as excellent duos or pairs that might not even play on the same line, but just complement each other within the team so well.
Well, they make each other better just because you know, who do you put your checking line out against? I mean, the Stars think they've got one good checking line. They believe Radek Foxa is a guy that's going to win a Selke one day. So they stick him out against Tavares, and Austin Matthews gets 2 quick ones, and you know, pick your poison. And one night it's going to be one guy, one night it's going to be the other, and on some nights like tonight, they're both going to score in bunches. So it's pretty potent stuff, and it is what Pittsburgh has with Crosby and Malkin, and it's what Gretzky and Messier had a million years ago, and Mario and Ron Francis, and it's an elite cross section of guys. But when you've got that kind of 1-2 punch, you got a chance every night.
Chris Cuthbert joining us right here on our Maple Leafs Game Night post-game show. I am Gareth Wheeler. Chris had the call on TSN4 tonight from Dallas. I know that we're still in the very early stages. We're still in the first week of the year. The strengths of this team are right out there to see. Morgan Rielly had 4 points tonight. Mitch Marner had 4 points tonight. This team is going to be able to score goals. Do you see an apparent weakness in the way they play, Chris, at all?
Well, I guess everybody's still worried about the defensive aspect, and there were signs of that tonight again. But again, I did like that last 10 minutes. I thought, you know, this thing could end up 8-7, and it didn't. I really thought there was a much more attention to detail in the third period. But there's other things that you got to admire about this team. Zach Hyman's hustle tonight, the Hyman's speed, Kapanen's speed lead to some goals, and it had allowed a guy like Ozhiganov to kind of slide back into the lineup and forget about how tough a night it was against Ottawa. It was a little bit better for him tonight, and there's still plenty of work to be done in the back end, but you know, all in all, that was a That was a team they were playing tonight that had won the first two games with really some tight defense. They'd allowed one goal in the first two games of the year, and the Leafs go in and put seven on them, or six in an empty netter.
Right. I mean, is the Leafs offense that good, or did the Stars kind of come down, the crash back down to earth just a little bit here?
I think a little bit of both, but you know what? The Leafs have an October offense that, you know, teams that don't have their systems down or they don't have their defensive play down yet are going to pay. And, you know, it's, they put up some big numbers last year. I was kidding at the start of the night that, there were actually six goals behind last year's pace. Remember, they scored, seven in Winnipeg and eight against the Rangers in the first two games last year.
Right.
So actually they were six goals down after three games, but I have a feeling they're going to catch up in the next week or two.
No kidding. The Detroit Red Wings are ahead on Thursday night, then a game against the Champs and the Washington Capitals on Saturday. Both games we have here on TSN 1050. I mean, I'm not sure what that test will be and when it will come, because when you're scoring like this and playing confident like this, you almost want to play on a nightly basis. Like, I was worried tonight, Chris, about maybe the team skating a little bit. Three games in four nights right out of the gate is very difficult, but you're right, whether it was Hyman or Kapanen or across the board, this team had legs. They were able to keep up, and that has to be a very good sign for Mike Babcock. Whether it papers over the defensive cracks, then so be it, because when you're scoring goals like this, it gives you opportunity to, at the very least, just hang around and stay in these games.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm guessing here that maybe expect a little bit more of that against Detroit. It's a young team that's got a lot of youth on the back end, and they're at the start of a rebuilding program. But you mentioned Washington. That to me is going to be that next litmus test. I think this was tonight because Dallas had got off to a good start and were feeling very good about itself after handling Winnipeg as handily as they did on Saturday night. But I'm sure everybody's looking forward to a test against the Stanley Cup champs, who are off to a better start than I think we might have anticipated. I thought the literal and figurative Stanley Cup hangover might still be in application there, but Washington off to a decent start, and I think both teams will use it as a bit of a litmus test.
Good stuff, Chris. Where are you off to next?
Well, we'll have that Detroit game, so headed to Detroit, getting out of the bad weather here in Dallas. We got the, I guess, the fringe of that hurricane that's been in this area, so it's kind of a nasty day here, so we'll get to Detroit, and we'll see if they can put seven on the board for a third straight game.
Good stuff. I'm taking the over, okay? And let's
take the over. You know what, us CFL guys, we're used to the touchdowns.
Absolutely. Hey, I think there was more goals and points in this game tonight than the Alouettes and Stampeders yesterday. So
yeah, we I felt like that on both Thanksgiving games. So
yes.
So yeah, plenty of offense for the Leafs so far this year, and more touchdowns to come.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for doing this. Safe travels, okay?
Okay, Gareth, take care.
Chris Cuthbert joining us here on our Maple Leafs Game Night post-game show. A great call alongside Ray Ferraro on TSN 4 in the Maple Leafs 7-4 victory. A lot of goal calls for Chris to get through, but a lot of fast action, and the guys are the best in the biz. It was a four-point night for Mitch Marner. You're going to hear from Mitchie Marns next as Maple Leafs Game Night rolls on TSN 1050. Maple Leafs coverage coming up all day tomorrow, starting at First Up, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Landsberg and Carly Iacovo, exclusively here on TSN 1050. Leafs lunch, 11 to 1. Scotty Mack Show will take you through to overdrive tomorrow night. There's going to be a lot of praise, a lot of hype around this Maple Leafs team. And I know that people continue and will continue to say, well, will this style be conducive to winning in the end of the year? When's a true litmus test going to like play itself out? As the Maple Leafs have played four teams who weren't in the playoffs a season ago, forget about it. None of it matters, really. It's about what the Maple Leafs are doing against the teams that they've played against so far. And what they've done is simply punish teams with attacking prowess, a power play that's ticked over nicely, and you like the response by the Maple Leafs after losing a game against the lowly Ottawa Senators to bounce back and win the tail end two games of having three games in four nights out of the gate. You were worried about the team playing that third game in four nights, how they would respond tonight, whether they'd be lively, whether they'd be fatigued. And tonight they answered the bell. Not only scoring seven goals, but the power play looking great. Their star players in Matthews and Tavares each scoring two more goals tonight, but able to lock things down in the latter stages. Frederik Andersen, a big save, and defensively just killing the last 10 minutes of play, scoring that empty net goal to ice it. 7-4 was the final. Matthews and Tavares are obviously going to be in the headlines, as well Morgan Riley, first 4-point night of his career, and Mitch Marner, yet another 4-point night. A goal and three assists, and here's what he had to say post-game.
I guess a 4-point night for you. What is going so well as a line? And you can look right through the entire group. I mean, the fourth line had a really good night here tonight in terms of overall balance.
Yeah, we haven't got off to hot starts. That was the main focus tonight. We know this team at home the last two games was on fire in the start, so we want to come out pushing. Thought all four lines came tonight and played. Our power play came to play as well. We're moving the puck quick. We're getting a chance at the net. Obviously, we talk about getting that puck to the net and kind of just banging off people, and luckily enough, it happened a couple times tonight. But I think our line just tonight, we were moving the puck well. We're finding out each other's where each other like to go. I think we just got to keep going forward here and making sure that we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. We're just playing as a line.
From your perspective, what's allowed Austin to have the start he's had?
I don't think really surprised too many people. You know, his shot's deadly. He's always putting himself in a position where he can shoot the puck. He's always moving out there, getting in open space, and I think that line right now is working really well together. They're moving the puck well. They're getting open for each other, and you know, we have four extremely fast lines, and I think the last two games we really worked that.
Zach Hyman's numbers don't necessarily reflect where you and John are, but what does he bring to the lineup we obviously saw here tonight?
Yeah, he's always around that net. He's getting that puck back for us after a shot. So I think on that last goal of John's, you know, he's in there pushing a guy off the puck, and that's the thing that I think we've really gotten better at, is kind of knowing what he likes to do when he gets into that zone, and knowing, I think for us, it's telling him that we're coming in behind him most of the time, and it's just for us talking to him where he, if he gets it, where we would like it to be. And he's done that very well in the last two nights. And, you know, we're just getting to the net, I think, with each other. We're getting the puck there, and that's it going in.
Did you do well in the third period to lock it down?
I didn't think we sat back. We kept pushing. Even after the goal they scored, we came out and we kept pushing and pushing. And I think as a unit, that's something we lost last year, is when something bad happened to us in the third when we were up in the lead. We kind of slowed down a little bit, and I think this year we're different. We're making sure that there's no easy games against us, and we just want to make sure we don't sit back. We keep pushing teams, and no matter the score.
That's the right approach, Mitch Marner, post-game. I mean, Maple Leafs are giving each and every team fits. They're giving them nightmares in their own defensive zone because the Maple Leafs are that dangerous. Those top two lines are outstanding. At this point, depth doesn't matter when your star players are firing like they are. And if you're going to get a shootout with the Maple Leafs, man, oh man, you're going to need some luck in order to come out on top. Maple Leafs 7, Dallas Stars 4. Next up for the Buds, a trip to Motown to take on Detroit, Rock City, and the Red Wings. That game, we have it for you right here on TSN 1050 Thursday night. Pre-game coverage coming your way at 6:30. I want to thank Victoria Mediash, Tyler Hunt, Keith Bauer behind the glass on behalf of everyone here at TSN 1050. I am Gareth Wheeler. Maple Leafs win, and enjoy the rest of your night, Toronto.